Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, we're going to start with the tabloids this morning. The Irish Daily Mail and The Star both leading with the investigation into Nora Coren. How could they have missed her, asks the Irish Daily Mail today. And we still fear Nora was snatched. That's the Star's headline this morning. This is after foul play was yesterday ruled out in the investigation or the post-mortem examination into the death of the Irish teenager Nora Coren in Malaysia. And police there also say there is no suspicion of abduction. Now, a post-mortem examination revealed that the 15-year-old likely died as a result of complications from hunger and stress. And there's more on that story really in all of the papers and on the front of the Daily Mail and the Star too today. The other story in the front of the Sun, the Herald and the Mirror this morning is Conor McGregor. This is after Gardaí confirmed that investigations are ongoing in relation to an alleged incident at a Dublin pub last year. No arrests have been made to date as well. The Irish Times lead story this morning, as you heard Kieran mention, the state must delete public services cards data. This is after the state was told that it must delete the information or the data held on 3.2 million citizens, which was gathered as part of the rollout of the public services card, because there's no lawful basis now for retaining it. And in a fairly highly critical report on the investigation into the card, the Data Protection Commission has also found there was no legal reason to make individuals obtain the card to access state services, such as things like, you know, for renewing your driver's license or maybe if you were going to apply for a college grant. And while it also finds the card can be sought from people accessing some services directly administered by the Department of Social Protection, things like claiming your social welfare payments or benefits, the Commission's report represents a fairly major blow to the scope of the project, which has proved politically contentious and also faced fairly strong opposition from the data privacy campaigners. And Helen Dixon, who is the Data Protection Commissioner, said that forcing people to obtain such a card for services other than those provided by the department was unlawful from a data processing point of view. It'll be interesting to see what happens now in relation to the card. We want to hear your view on it this morning. How do you feel about the idea of a public service card? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. There's more editorial commentary as well on the implications of all of this in the inside of the Irish Times. And as you heard Kieran mention, that's something we're going to be discussing too on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, their lead today, €100 million road upgrade delayed by a year. Joe Logue in the Irish Examiner writing today that the government has been accused of failing to deliver key infrastructure projects to the south of the country as the long-awaited €100 million upgrade to the Dunkettle interchange has been stalled, again due to spiralling costs. More information on the front of the Examiner today. The Irish Independent leads this morning, though, with students follow the money for science and tech careers. Universities handed out a record number of CAO first round offers yesterday, and it's all really to try and meet the growing demand now for school leavers chasing jobs in the economy. They actually opened more places in courses leading to careers in areas such as STEM and second level teaching, where employers are, of course, crying out for graduates. But even with the extra offers, points for many of the courses increased or they held strong, which of course reflects the volume of applications, the number of people going to higher level education. And in one remarkable development, points crashed through the ceiling, over 600 for the first time ever, with students needing to rely on maths bonus points. And UCD's, the University College Dublin's, the BSc, the best programme, Economics and Finance, hit 601 points because there were so many applicants with at least 600 points each, all competing for the 50 CAO places on that particular course. Lots more analysis of the first round offers that were handed out to students yesterday as well, too, in all of the papers this morning, and also supplements as well if you have students or you are heading to college yourself. Interesting pieces or stories that you're going to be hearing, I've no doubt, a lot more about today. And also on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, rich people benefit most from electric car grants. Ireland offers some of the most generous supports in the world for electric cars, but they tend to benefit the wealthy. That's according to a report on the front of the Irish Independent today. A series of warnings on the push now for the electric vehicles is actually laid out in a report that's being compiled for the finance minister ahead of the budget in October. And it cautions now that the focus on electric cars brings a substantial risk to the stability of the state's finances, with, of course, the loss of the lost taxes that there will be on petrol and diesel. And if the current trends continue, the €200 million allocated for encouraging motorists to go green over the next decade will actually be exhausted by 2021. We want to know, though, what would entice you to leave the diesel or the petrol car at home? What's the carrot that will get you into the electric vehicle? You can let us know your views this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also on the front of the Irish Times, a story I think you'll hear a little bit more about today as well, and that's fears over vetting for new state workers. Jennifer Bray, the paper's political reporter, writing that new employees at fairly prominent state attractions who could have access to children and vulnerable people may not now be vetted, and it's after An Garda Síochána clamped down on processing applications for background checks. And in correspondence that's been seen by the Irish Times and published in the paper today, shows that almost every recent application made by the Department of Culture to the vetting bureau hasn't been processed. And the department coordinates vetting for people employed by bodies like the National Library, the Concert Hall and the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And the correspondence shows that a compliance unit in the bureau has been examining which roles should be subject to vetting. More on that story in relation to concern voiced about Garda vetting curbs as well, also on page 3 of the paper this morning. Interesting story too today. You may have heard this yesterday, but look, it's worth pointing out and noting again, especially if you're somebody who's getting in your car this morning, and that's the rise in the number of people killed on the state's roads compared to last year. It's now prompted the guards to appeal to road users to try and exercise as much care as possible. As of yesterday morning, 93 people lost their lives on the roads so far this year in 84 collisions, which represents an increase of 6 deaths when compared to the same figures last year. The fatalities comprised 52 drivers, 10 passengers, 15 pedestrians, 10 motorcyclists and also 6 pedal cyclists as well. And this rise in numbers of motorists as well is also down to the numbers being caught speeding and drink driving in many cases. More on that story, page 5 of the Irish Times this morning. And really interesting story though on page 14 of the Irish Independent today, and that's about holiday spending, but it's actually increased now beyond the Celtic Tiger levels. Interesting angle though is that many people are still finding it really hard to save for a deposit for a house. So Irish holidaymakers are going to spend €6.5 billion on holidays and city breaks and trips this year. It's a level of expenditure that hasn't been seen since the Celtic Tiger era. And a new report also shows now that as many as 1 in 3 renters though are striving to pull together and struggling to pull together a deposit to buy their own home. And the boom in what they call vacation spending comes on the back of rising wages as well as increasing the household finances too in homes, which have largely been influenced by the upswing in the value of people's properties. But the new analysis of holiday spending was compiled in a report for the Marketing Institute of Ireland and the UCD Smurfit Business School. And according to Mary Lampkin, who's a marketing professor at the business school, the figures are based on a sounder footing than at the last economic peak here, reflecting a larger working population with good incomes than reckless borrowing. We want to know, is that reflective of your situation? Are you struggling to buy a home, but are you increasing your vacation spending? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. We'll just take one final story though for this morning, and I think it's something you will be hearing a lot more about today too, and that's children of smoking mothers are 30% more likely to be overweight or obese. It's a piece on page 18 of the Irish Independent today. The kids of Irish mothers who smoke are more likely to be overweight or obese, according to this new survey carried out by the UCC Research on Primary Carers. And it shows that 98% of in 98% of cases, which were biological mothers, discovered a link between maternal smoking postnatally and obesity in kids aged 3 to 5. And it found children exposed to maternal smoking or primary carer smoking are 30% more likely to be overweight or obese at the age of 3, and 31% more likely to be obese or overweight at the age of 5 by comparison to children of non-smoking mothers. And the lead author, Simone Sunday, said that there is a theory secondhand smoke is linked to a child's weight. There's more on that survey that was carried out by UCC researchers, and as I said, on page 18 of the Irish Independent this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday
Breakfast
morning.
Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.